All right, again, it's good to see everyone. For those who weren't in here earlier, I just want to pass along that Joey was taken back to the hospital, Centennial, and keep him in your prayers. He's a lot of pain. They did an MRI, and when I talked to Joey a little while ago, they were just waiting for the results of that MRI, so keep him in your prayers. And if you would, open your Bibles to Luke, the 22nd chapter. We're going to read something here in just a moment. But I want you to think about for just a moment about scars, right? Most of us have scars. And I think scars are good, by the way, because they are from an event that should have taught us a lesson, right? They're something to remind us most of the time of not to do something. For me, I've got a lot of scars, and almost every one of them was when I was doing something I ought not have been doing, right? And for the most part, after I did them, I didn't do them again. Right, you see a big scar here on my wrist. That was climbing the fence. My mom told me never to climb, but I had to climb it. Right? And so I think that was about 20 stitches. I already told you a long time ago about this scar here. Fifth grade, I called my best friend's sister Fat Peg, and she shot me with a BB gun right there. I told you about that. I don't have these are fake teeth right here. Because I went on to a double dog dare. My brother dared me to go down 3 Mile Hill on an old Huffy banana seat bike. Didn't make it, right? I never did that again. And my worst one, well, you're going to think I'm nuts. You remember what back in the day as kids, you know, you were, you'd give your friends rides on the handlebars on your bikes, right? You younger kids, that's something we used to do, right? They'd sit on the front, you'd ride them along, and I don't know why, and if you looked at my left ankle on the inside, it looks like someone took a potato peeler and just right on my ankle. Well, you're going to think I'm crazy. I remember being, my friends giving me a ride. He said, I bet you wouldn't stick your foot in the spokes while we're riding. I double dog dare you. Well, you know. And so I did it. You know, we crashed and everything, and it took a big slide. I still don't have nerves there to this day. And so I've got scars all over me. You know, playing with a knife as a kid, you name it, I've got scars. And every time I got a scar, I would learn something about it. Okay? I was a nutty kid. I got a scar on this knee, got stitches, because I jumped out of a second-story window into a big pile of snow. Well, there was some broken bottles at the bottom of that snow. So over and over and over again, I learned my lesson. I think scars are good. Because then I know, don't do that again. But here's something I want you to think about. You know, sometimes you can't see scars. Right? They're in here. And as painful as those events that occurred to give you those internal scars, I think we can use them as a tool for our benefit. Here in Luke chapter 22, I want you to think about this. Jesus was arrested. Peter's following along. Verse 56, a certain servant girl, seeing him as he sat by the fire, looked intently at him and said, this man was also with him. And he denied him, saying, woman, I do not know him. After a little while, another saw him and said, you also are of him. But Peter said, man, I am not. And then after about an hour had passed, another confidently affirmed, saying, surely this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean. But Peter said, man, I do not know what you are saying. Immediately while he was speaking, the rooster crowed, and the Lord turned and looked at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. So Peter went out and wept bitterly. You know, what did that look like? Have you ever thought about what was the expression on the Lord's face that Peter saw? Can you imagine that? Disappointment. That's what I would, you know, loving disappointment. But anyways, that look had to have absolutely crushed Peter. And it had to make a scar, if you will, on the inside. But I think that's a good thing. Right? He went out and he wept bitterly. He had the proper response to being cut to the heart, if you would, with Jesus. Right? He realized what he did, and of course you can read about Peter. He goes on to be a very faithful, although he struggles, a very faithful servant of Jesus until he dies. I think it motivated him to do the right thing. So, you know, I want you to think about that and think about those failures that you've had. Right? If I said raise your hand if you've failed Christ before, we'd all raise our hand. I can, right? And that hurts you, that you hurt God, and it causes a scar. Use that. Use that for your faith moving forward. One more passage here, and we'll offer the invitation. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but the one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ. Use those spiritual scars and failures to grow in your faith. Right? Learn from them. Don't allow them to be a rudder and not an anchor. And make that decision to be more faithful each and every day. This evening, if there's anybody here that's subject to the gospel invitation, that's open for you if you need to be immersed into Christ, or if you've done that and you've fallen away, any of the prayers of this congregation, please don't hesitate. Let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.